Vernon, Aki, Richard Bell, Gordon Bennett, Ross Manning, Judy Watson. There are a few of the big name Australian artists whose work has been on show for the last 3 weeks. Not in a gallery though, but variously in a bakery, a record shop, a locksmith and a mechanic's garage in the inner city Brisbane suburb of West End. The artworks are there for you to check out as you do your shopping or have a cup of coffee, but they're also up for auction. It's one that closes tonight. It's raising money for a very good cause. It's a fantastic, innovative project called Trace Art. So come and join me on a walking tour with two of the organisers and some students from Brisbane State High.
Well, my name's Jason Grant. I am one of the co-founders of Trace and one of the organisers, and I'm a member of local design studio in Cahoots, and we are in downtown West End.
And there is this like a food bank that's happening, or what's going on?
It is, yeah. A charity distributing food for people sleeping rough and people who need food, don't have enough.
And so tell us about Trace. First of all, the organisation that it's working to raise money for, because it's connected with community stuff here in West End.
Yeah, there's a local community association called Community Plus. They have a long history in the neighbourhood, sort of helping out people who are sort of vulnerable and marginalised, and all the funds that we raise from this event is going towards them and their work with those people.
My name's Susan Ostling, and I have one of the most gorgeous parts of this project, and that is linking the artworks with shops, involvement with the gallerists, the three gallerists who are involved with this project. I've also been running these tours, which are about to launch into this afternoon for the first time with school kids.
They're on their mobile phones at the moment. You're going to have to work hard with your visual art to lure them away. Well, should we head over and start the tour?
We thought it would be good to put Ross Manning's work in here because he's a musician as well. As I said, his early works and continued works always have had something that moves or makes sound in it. He likes that light is a bit like sound. It comes from somewhere else. So it's lovely to have it in a music shop. The other thing I'd say about Ross Manning, and there are quite a few artists in this group that do this, are very interested in very ordinary things that don't look like art. So they're not, you know, precious metal, or they're not materials that traditional art has been made from. These are made from little fragments, and he's very interested in the little things that can become art.
So Sandy, can I just check, what are you doing? When you shine the torch on, what happens?
Oh, the light refracts in, and because it's got the coloured silver inside it, they all appear different colours.
That's really cool. Can you put the torch away for a second? And so it looks completely different when you're not shining it. Now you've dropped the torch. This is a disaster, the whole art. You're going to have to buy this one now, Sandy.
Yeah.
How much? It's an auction. How much do you think bids go for on this?
$1,000 to $2,000.
$10,000.
Big figures.
I think in between, I can't really put a price on it.
Of the works that you've seen so far today on the tour, which ones would you bid for if you had unlimited means?
I'd probably bid for this one, because I actually really like music and like the light and everything.
It's nice, and it looks great here surrounded by all these LP covers that are all around the walls of Jet Black Cat Music. It looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Enjoy. Thanks, Sid.
So the Vietnamese grocer than Ralph's.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, have you been into the grocer before?
Yeah, I've gone a few times.
Yeah, I like that there are things in that shop I don't know what they are. I've never seen them before.
Do you eat the things that you don't know what they are?
I don't want to know what they are. I would like to keep it a mystery.
Because this area, West End, has been an immigrant area for a long time. So I guess in the 50s and before, there would have been Greek and Italian immigrants, and then more recently Vietnamese immigrants, and then even more recently still African immigrants. Have you guys ever been in here before?
Yeah.
What do you usually come in here to buy?
Noodles.
Anything.
Noodles and
soft
coffee.
Drink.
Healthy food choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Noodles and soft drinks. Okay. Would you have noticed this artwork? It's right up here next to the air conditioning unit. It's kind of hidden away a little bit. I like that.
Yeah,
Brady did. As soon as I walked in, I saw it.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the one.
I can say this was probably one of these two works were the hardest places to find a place for in here, because there's barely an inch of available space.
So we are in a classic Asian food grocery with shelves full to the brim of amazing looking tins and vegetables and sauces.
Placement, because we were looking at, you know, on top of the fridges or next to the, you know, kind of next to the aircon down there, and it wouldn't fit. Then someone came up with this idea of, well, look, here is air, maybe we could suspend it in air. But this is the work of Arthur Pambegan from Aurukun. He was born in the 1930s. He's lived his entire life in Aurukun.
It's kind of magnificent that here at the West End Asian Grocery, this artwork from Aurukun is above a bag of something that's called fish chips.
I know.
This is a magnificent cut and paste of cultures here.
Does the artwork jump out? Nevertheless, I reckon it does.
Thank you. One of the key ideas is that people, on the one hand, get to see the art differently. The art gets interpreted differently, because it's in a different context, but also maybe even that the community gets perceived differently as well. You actually see, look at the neighbourhood a little bit differently.
And now we're here at a garage.
This is Ralph's garage. It's local motor mechanics.
Now, we've talked about how lucky this project has been to be able to use these works from very famous Australian artists. And this is one of them too, Richard Bell, who's really, I guess, developed a great deal of fame, not only from his artwork, but because he is such a provocateur, which means that he pushes questions and he does things that provoke response. And this is a work that we've been very lucky to have at Ralph's garage. In fact, I think, Jason, this epitomises your vision of Trace, don't you reckon?
It is one of the least likely places you'd ever find major contemporary work of contemporary art. That's true.
But it suits because it's works. Really bright. It's got sort of indigenous patterns, and over the front is written, "We have to share." And then there's kind of, you know, Jackson Pollock like paint splashes on top of it. But that's around all posters around getting your car approved by the MTA, the ad for Ralph's Garage, signs for motors and engines and oils. So it kind of visually it fits in here.
I reckon it does. It doesn't seem out of place at all. It still stands its own in that kind of busy, active context, but it feels like it belongs.
Are either of you or are the artists concerned that their works are going to get damaged? Like, this is something Richard Bell presumably wants to sell for some vast amount. What if some sort of petrol gets splashed on it?
That's more a concern of the business owners. The gallerists are cool for some reason.
The gallerists are cool.
But the business owners, they're majorly panicked about that.
It's a real Sarah. Working garage. Hello, I'm Sarah.
Hello.
From the ABC. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Simo is now driving in the next car into his garage. I'm going to take you away from your car for a second to talk about art, which is probably not something you usually have to talk about at your garage. Or
Not particularly, no. On the last 2 weeks, it's been brought up a bit more.
So you've got this work, this Richard Bell work here. My first question is, are you scared about damaging it?
Very much so. When Jason first came in and mentioned it, I was like, has it got insurance? Because I don't know if ours could cover it. But he reassured me that the gallery had put insurance on it.
And what do you think about the work?
Very colourful. I don't know. I don't know too much about art.
Do you find yourself, I mean, there's lots of posters. There's posters of something called Grease Fest. There's something called Super Truckers, which I think it's lucky that we're only radio and not visuals, because we'd probably have to put some sort of like censored bar over it. But, you know, so there's a lot happening visually. But do you find your eye being caught by that piece as you go about your day? Or is it just now part of the furniture, this contemporary artwork?
Well, its colour scheme matches a lot of the toolboxes around, so I find it blends in a bit, but it definitely stands out against all the movies and rockabilly posters and band posters we have up.
And so people stop by and have a look?
Yeah, quite a few. We usually have a couple of people during the week will actually walk into the shop and ask for photos with it. And it's like, yeah, doesn't bother us, that's all good, just don't touch it. And occasionally we'll have people call us over for a chat and ask us about the piece. And
Simo, he's my mechanic and my art dealer. Nice one.
Thanks, Simo. Great to meet you.
Lovely to meet you as well.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, I think this is very interesting for you guys to hear that mostly in galleries, you know, art has got to be in places where there is a steady temperature. It can't go up and down.
Yeah, it's
that's right. There's to be no dust. There to be no fumes. Yeah. And yet this is a kind of a 3 weeks where all of that is defied in a way.
And it's the lack of reverence around the work that works. You know, going into a gallery, part of that kind of rarefied, white-walled, pristine space is about how precious these works are, and there's no reverence here in Ralph's garage. there's a curiosity, and hopefully there's an engagement, and potentially there's some dialogue and discussions that come out of it, but the reverence isn't missed at all.
There's a certain thrill.
Susan Osling, who is curator of Trace Art, and Jason Grant. He's a member of In Cahoots Design Studio in West End and one of the founders of the Trace Art Project. You also heard from some kids from Brisbane State High who are hopefully seeing their neighbourhood in a new way. Whatever suburb you're in, though, you can bid on that Richard Bell or the Gordon Bennett or any other of those paintings online up until 9 p.m. tonight. We've got a link to Trace Art at the Books and Arts page, and all the money raised goes to the fine folks of Community Plus. And please let us know if you make a winning bid, and you're welcome to donate that winning artwork to us at Books and Arts, should you so desire.